Good afternoon, viewers, from my place anyway. My name is Abdul Mumin Haruna. Welcome to the Chill Sister podcast. And actually, today we discussed two vital issues. So one was about the way we get married, culture and stuff and the not. And then the problem was about someone saying something about fortification. And then this guy went from like, he say, yeah, look, he gets a guy like him. But I hope that we have so many nice moments like this together that we can smile. I've not actually smiled like this in a while because of one or two issues.
You're welcome. Then
I hope I do that again. It's fun having the both of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It was lovely fun. Having you. You're welcome.
All right. Enjoy, guys. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
My name is Sis Ladu. I'm working live from where will I left Nisha? I'm in Abuja.
Oh, this is Abuja. You don't travel. No travel.
See, I'm begging. I wish people could see how excited Rashida is whenever she says, Abuja, don't worry. No, my God is bigger than you.
Before we start the podcast, we'd like to apologize. There was no episode last week. What best way to apologize to you guys than to say we have a guest? Hey, you guys, our first male guest on the podcast. We are both excited. Yusis is excited. I'm excited.
Because the way Rashida is doing it, will be like, this is a podcast for only women. We are not in there.
But that's not be a CFO, no.
You'll be pretending she's solving money issues. Bring me.
Our first male guest is Abdul Momini.
I'm saying hello from here. And I think there's something you're missing. It's always allowed for her to always have the female guests all the time. And then probably gradually will come in. Because, it's always this statement everywhere that the ladies have been sidelined. So I guess Russia is trying to balance it up.
Yeah, we are trying.
Abdul, so it's like we are going to have a problem with you. This one that you're supporting, Rashida, from the get go. Me and you will have problems.
Leave it. Yusis, let me even tell you. Let's do brief intro. So, we went to the same university. See, my university, they don't play. Quick story. One time, we're having lectures and how the university used to be full with how many people were like, was it 200 to 300 students in the class? Yes. And that day, I came late to class, Yusis, and the class was...
Wow, man, I'm surprised. Rashida, you're a serious person.
The class was filled to the brim. What Abdul Bubini did? He kept a seat for me and anybody that came to sit down there, he would send them away. He almost got beaten. This kind of thing that where somebody wants to sit, you say somebody sitting down here, somebody sitting here. Everybody was angry. He said they almost beat me for this seat, and I have never forgotten that. So I'm giving you your flowers. Thank you. I remember.
Well, thank you, Abdul. At least you have this one. Thank you. She needed the help.
Yes, I think the help goes both ways because I am always late. So, but at least I couldn't even remember this episode anyway. Yeah. But then, nice that she actually called something that happened that way. And I'm feeling a legend at the moment. Like,
I think I'm not leaving this podcast for you too because I don't understand. I'll bring people who will be exposing me. You, please.
No, don't worry now. You are our very own Yulsis.
I'm safe.
You are so take your flowers, Abdul. I'm happy you're one of the people that are part of my life. And thank you for being here. When I said come on the podcast, he's like, why? Why even ask me? You are my person.
Let's run it.
So I'm happy you're here.
Thank you for having me.
We usually start the podcast by asking how everybody's week was. So you being our guest, please do us the honors. How was your week? What did you do this week? What was the exciting things that happened? And how is Nigeria that between you?
All right. Let me not be too nice to myself or lie to myself, actually. The present condition we're facing, it's like I've been going up and down trying to charge my phone in this
century.
Wow. Rashida, so, if I hear that, stop it.
You don't want me to say all those things.
It's good, I'm not the only
I'm the pro Nigeria, like I love my country, not before mouth, but then sometimes they let you down, you understand?
You can't deny your reality, can you?
Yeah, we've been in total darkness for like this getting to close to 10 days or so. So you know, life definitely will be stressful, hard.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really get water, no light and stuff like that. So it's so annoying, you get.
Oh, very annoying.
But then as a Nigerian, we always have things that make us happy. You get?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
We see people around. We are already cracking jokes about the no light issue thing. So we move on. We adapt. So that's one beautiful thing.
That's one thing I don't even like about Nigeria. No, that's I don't like that. I don't really like that about Nigeria. But like everything they throw,
adapt to everything they throw to you,
you just make jokes. You go on the internet and you see people making skits and stuff about it.
No, I'm not talking about the skits. Right, it's about how quick we adapt. No, the skit is what's saving us, so Rashida.
Yeah.
Right? No. Like,
fair enough.
Seriously speaking, it's what's saving Nigeria. If not, think about it. In just a year, the number of people that have been dived or pushed into poverty from middle class, we are not a poor person, whether you like it or not.
It's whether you're rich or you're poor. Yeah.
No. There's no middle now. It's rich or poor. You just accept it and navigate it. Do you understand? In just a year, people's lives have changed completely. Completely. So what do you expect them to do? My sister, we are prayerful people, though. Everything we say, God. If not, the suicide rate in Nigeria, Abdul, you and I know now.
Yes,
people will be killing themselves.
Because you see, someone is so grown, like with family, kids, and all that, but you don't even know what for the day or how to go through the day.
No,
you see, a lot of people are now more like into begging, you know, living from hand to mouth. Like, it's nothing for you to give at a point of you know, in particular condition we are. I guess there's this normal say that says, givers never lack, right? Seriously, in our society today, the givers are beginning to lack because you don't even have for you enough, then talk more of actually
giving.
The situation is, I don't know if there's a word that we can use for it. Most English word, no matter what, how I use it, when you still see this thing out there, when you face it in reality, you understand what's going on. People are really
suffering.
You've already summed it.
You have to witness Nigeria to understand it.
I traveled like last week. The road leading to Port Harcourt at max is supposed to be like a 13-hour drive. If everything is okay, the road is smooth. But do you know we stayed like almost 2 days? You understand? Having this road, I'm telling you. Wallahi tallahi. So it's that painful. There are things that we just keep talking about it. When people come to see it in reality, you understand that how do people live here? How do these people survive?
Yeah.
You understand? But we're trying our best too. We're trying. And with God, we're smiling actually. So for me personally, I know what people face and I know what I'm facing. But always say Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's
my
just God. It. Seriously. But outside that, we are happy people.
Of course.
Like if you around some places, you see them like, how do these people survive? I'm telling you. And then once there's election, materials will get there. After that, nothing more.
That's crazy.
So that's our reality basically. But outside all those things, it's a fun thing generally.
So you sis, let's go to you. How was your week?
Well, for me, I had a fantastic week. To be honest.
Rub it inside our face. Rub it.
Yeah, but you know, we both cannot have the same kind of week. It's good you're having a fantastic week.
I did.
You had a fantastic
week, regardless of Nigeria, if I can say that, to clarify. So the reason why I had a fantastic week, the weather has been beautiful. I always report about the weather.
Okay.
I had a workshop at Abuja Photo Festival, and that was the highlight of my week. I learned so much, met extraordinary people in my field. They had a lineup of great speakers, not just in photography, but in the business world and what have you. I don't know. Okay, you know when somebody comes and speaks to you about your passion, but then explain it to you in a way you've never thought about, right? And they simplify the whole thing. Yeah. Like, you know, during school days now, some lecturers, they will come and go, but it's your fellow student that will teach you, like, this guy. I wish you were the lecturer. Like, so this thing is simple, and it's this idiot, whenever it's coming, my mind, they beat. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And this particular one, I said things that I never thought about, like, in that direction, you know, then step by step, wow, it was amazing. And after then, you were able to speak to them. It was interactive. There were talks about how to go about your passion, you know, and they were honest and vulnerable to us. Like, we didn't just get here like that. They were willing to share their story like they did, and you could see part of you in each of them. There are things that you could take from each of the speakers, from their experience, where they've been and where they're going. And the fact that even though you think they have made it, no, they're still trying to learn. You're like, I never started with that too. These ones are still learning. Who am I? You know? And they tell you, like, that's the honest truth. Like, so give yourself time. Just put in the work. Be consistent. Be authentic, most importantly. And success will come. It will chase you, but you just have to put in the work. So exciting week for me. Fantastic week for me. Alhamdulillah, I can't. If I start to talk about the whole thing, I will take the whole episode. One thing I need to chip in is there's this New York-based photographer, Obina Rashida Abdul, when he came, you know, he introduced himself. Hi, I'm Obina, I'm a New York based photographer. I shoot for Vogue magazine, BBC.
Big boy.
Then, sorry. He didn't even mention that. He said, I'm a New York based photographer. So, what I do, I and my friend were sitting there. Every speaker that comes, if I'm not already following you, I'll go and check their page. So, when I got to his page, I just saw Vogue. You are shooting for Vogue.
Yeah.
And I showed my neighbors. My sister, see who is speaking to us. And it's like people didn't know Kagane. Okay. So, but then when he was speaking, he was explaining things, breaking things down. Like, you know, when somebody knows his onions, I'm like, no wonder Vogue. you have to shoot for them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So he and him, what he taught me, I think he will be my highlight of the whole thing. What he taught me. You don't have to go outside your reality to tell a story, to be a fantastic photographer. Like Rashida from Gombe, you don't have to go outside Gombe. Tell a story that you are familiar with.
Okay.
Maybe your tribe, your community. You know, how you photograph what you know is different from trying to do what Abdul is shooting, because you saw people liking Abdul's picture, commenting, you see fire emoji, Baba Nayu. But Baba Nayu is not you, Rashida, right? So he explained his work process, how you could go about it, and you don't need to have a lot of things. You could shoot Gombe in a studio. You just find elements that would depict Gombe, right? And what story are you trying to tell about Gombe? I'm going to send you the picture, Rashida. We after his lecture, we shot three distinct stories. So let me just give an example. For immigration, three concepts. One, it's Nigerian flag tied on the model's neck. Then the UK flag, she was reaching for the UK flag. If you're a Nigerian, I don't need to tell you. Can you see?
What's
that?
Yeah.
Can you see?
What that
was, it was in a studio, Kingani. And then I'd be like, they don't even matter flagging away. I was like, Nigeria, they choked this girl. Oh, Nigeria is choking.
He's choking her.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Then another concept was, my friend actually, she was one that suggested that Akechi Motozote. So the model was matching the Nigerian flag, and she held the UK flag and it was wrapped around her. You could tell. She's disappointed in Nigeria. Like, different narration, how Rashida sees it will be different from how Abdul sees it. But we know it's talking about migration and stuff. So Rashida, look at how he thinks. You're like, he can have an idea and sometimes it will take him 5 months for the execution. So many fantastic speakers, good at their field, like, alhamdulillah for my week. Let me leave you. If I start talking now, and that was my week, alhamdulillah.
That's how this, my friend, though. I've not been seen her. She has been busy back to back. I say, is this how the life is? Every 2 minutes, if I call her, she'll say, I'm busy, I'll call you back. That's how she'll take 2 days. She'll not call me. I said, that's how life is.
They are busy. Fear God in everything. Then you
say, this is how life
I'll
is.
I'm still in that country.
It's good to be busy, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a productive week anyway. So
it sounds like a productive week, yeah.
Yeah.
London, tell us your week.
I didn't do anything this week. I went for a school trip. So school trip is where we go for excursion and the parents volunteer to go on. they don't listen. They are here. If you talk to them, to enter here, to come out from there. That's how they're making noise on the street. And we took public transport to where we are going to. So they were teaching them about the Greek gods. So we went to somewhere called the Painting Museum.
Okay.
On the wall of the Painting Museum, it has all the Greek gods on it. Oh. Medusa. There, it was a beautiful place. It was a historic place. It was just about history and the Greek gods. There was a castle there. The castle collapsed and they built another building on top where they have sailors who don't have homes to come and live there. There's a chapel there. So it was a lot of historical buildings, paintings. I think I'll share that picture on our page.
Yeah, you should.
Very beautiful. Mm. So that was what I did last week. That was the highlight of last week. But this week, there was nothing special happened. I was just chilling, reminiscing on how I miss my friend that is not picking my call.
Why are you raising your nose now?
That is not picking my call. And
not picking her call is a crime.
It's a crime now.
Abdul, I picked her call. You believe Rashida, sorry for you.
We're coming back and forth on this. But then, I don't know. With time, I'll know who is speaking who's
who. Who is saying the truth? The prayer of this week is that it's short and simple. Ya Allah, may Nigeria not happen to anybody.
Me no.
No matter how everything gets bad, may you be able to come out of it strong and healthy. See, I know what I'm saying. Yes. We are planning my junior sister's wedding. I'm choking. I'm waking up in the night. I can't sleep.
This one you are fine there, abroad. So imagine what they are.
If you go and buy, see me, they should scrap this. That wife has to be bringing things when she's coming. They should scrap it from this, my own sister's wedding.
Don't start with me on that topic. It will be two episodes.
And you took something to your own husband. See, don't forget, a guy is here. Bringing that thing used to help
I'm
us.
I'm even happy that you are here.
Let's talk about this. This one is touching me
personally. I'm happy that Abdul said, don't forget, a guy is here.
He said, a guy is here. Yeah.
Let's even talk about it because it's only...
You don't hear what he said. That is help. That is used to help them.
A bit.
Did you say a bit?
No, seriously.
No, which a bit?
Did you say a bit?
Then I don't want you guys to be playing too, you know, but the thing is, it helps. But anyway,
let us banter this one. I want to banter it. No.
You do everything. I banter it now.
You do everything. No, we do.
Yes, my wife don't need to bring anything. Just herself.
Your phone is different. It's not your own.
Abdul want to read where he did not so.
No, but you know, but it's nice now. Like, everybody needs a bit of help.
You guys should wait. I'm telling you, see, this thing is not funny. So now the husband has given us empty house. Now we are trying to fill empty house.
Abdul is laughing.
Abdul, this is a serious
The part I love the most. No, seriously, I like that fact they asked me to just go and provide a house. And then I see people going to get a small house. Like, I don't mind breaking the bank to give you guys a very big house and be like, please fill it up.
What is happening now. He's even calling us, he's telling us that he has paid the house rent, that the thing is running, that we should quickly put the wedding date because house rent that he has paid for is going. Come on. And if you don't buy it today, the prices is, that's my point. The prices are doubling. the next day.
Anything you did not buy today,
tomorrow the price is high.
I think it's not about 24 hours anymore. It's like by the minute, seriously. Like there was this time, I had this contract about supplying fertilizer for some people. And then there's this man, he's like the big shot. And I met him, we've agreed. So I was just supposed to go there and go and get the bags of fertilizer by 11 a.m. that morning. Reaching there, he asked me to wait. I thought maybe something different, but he went to the other room and he's making call. He's calling Lagos to know if the price is still the same. Like, I ended up not buying those things from him.
What is that even supposed to mean?
I'm telling you, like, we had an agreement. I came with my truck so that I'll just get it loaded and then pay off. And then that was it. That business was just off. It's always like that. There's no price control.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to mention.
Everybody do whatever they feel like.
Are you calling Lagos? Are you in Lagos?
My sister.
I'm telling you.
Is it a news talk?
That's another question.
All these people now have a WhatsApp group where they drop info, things there. So that they can know for Google. But the point is, you bought it this way and then you already have your cost. Yeah. Costing and everything. So why do you want to earn more than? So I don't know. So they tell you that
when they go back to buy Abdul, that the price is high now. So why should they sell available stock at that price? That's the excuse.
It's not valid. Seriously, it's not. Because what if you had already sold it? So you go and buy, then you come back and that is the way it costs when the way you bought it. But then no, I want to make this profit outside the old stock. So that's not being. Fair. That's not being nice, you understand. So it's just those at the receiving end that get to suffer all these things.
It's always
so
the masses,
with a proper price control, things like this will not happen.
I know.
It wouldn't.
It's just too sad. I mean, they should just scrap that wedding thing. Me, that's my own problem. Scrap it.
Now that it has come to my family,
scrap it. It's all about me.
It's ridiculous now.
Let's even leave the price of things. If you notice now, you see all these sheikhs, they are speaking about it because it doesn't make sense, right? You are in if you are marrying off three of your daughters or two, where will you enter? Taking the example of this fertilizer, you had to abandon the whole business. Because you can't afford it. So now imagine you are marrying off two daughters and you have to fill two houses for one man that you are not being sure what will happen.
It's gamble.
But we all know, let's establish that this Kayangara and Kayangida is not Islamic. It's culture that we pick. It's culture. Because when you go to the Arab countries, and nobody does that. They don't do it.
Somebody from Dubai was looking at me. She was looking at me as if I was insane.
It's madness now.
To the clothes that her siblings will wear on the wedding day is the man that is supposed to do it. That's just to show you that you're ready to marry.
Let's keep banter aside and jokes aside, right? Yeah. Don't you think it's one of the reasons why, especially in the north, marriage don't last? Because he knows when I pursue this one, another woman will come and fool my house again. They will give her food worth 6 months to 1 year.
1 year.
That he will feed. Even one sheikh was saying, "Bahau kabani tear zaka se godonda when he is kazi zoma yakwana de elka ake." And it dawned on me, it's true. Even up to
let me interpret. You said that the sheikh was saying it's the one you interpret now. That how can you buy the bed that another man will come and sleep with your daughter on it? And when she said it, the first time you told me that thing, it didn't just make sense. Like, if you put it like that, it's crazy.
Like, look at it any way you want to. It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
But it is actually peculiar to the northern culture per se. Not everybody from the north anyway. Because I'm from the north too, but we don't do that, you understand? But then, it's not like like we don't totally do it. I'm from Kogi, North Central. So basically, the man will provide everything, like everything. Mm. But with the fact that we've mixed, like I've stayed all my life in Kaduna, the Northern culture, I'm conversant with it. You still see some of our people sometimes when they want to get married, just to show that, okay, let me support the woman too.
Yeah.
Not the bed aspect, actually. The kitchen.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Get you kitchen utensils. And
I love the fact that you use the word
not
help.
The bed aspect.
He has been saying
help. No, it's help.
What other men saying is their right. You must bring
Thank
it.
You very much. No,
that is it's right because it seems that way from the onset. Their mom actually
for me
arrived
now,
to that.
I'm bringing my Western, you know, I'm Westernized. I'm bringing my Western thinking.
I'm bringing my Western thinking.
I'm saying that, so why are we not, let's do it 50-50, you know, let's see what he has and let us see what we have. Then we do it, you know, since everybody's coming as one, we are one big family now. We are not supposed to divide. You know what they told me?
It's Kunya. Listen to previous episode, she's lying. This is somebody that refused to accept 50-50. If you hear the way she was talking about 50-50 in that episode,
So the thing is, I don't know.
Oh God, complicated. They say it's a shame for you to do that.
Oh, okay. I've also seen a guy. When he wants to get married, he had everything already. Like even though she's going to bring anything, it's of no use to him. So like they ended up having that issue tussle like that. But at the end of the day, he won. Like his things were still there because I think on the guy's part, even though they have issues like marriages, you see some at max after one child or two, then they have little issue and then there's what we call seki. They will be divorced and then everybody goes their own. On that note, to me, if I'm a guy, you come every day to the house, you see the chairs, the TV, the sound system and all that, the refrigerator, and then you know that the moment you guys have one issue, all these things will be going and then you'll be left with nothing.
Go with the intention of having issue.
Anybody goes into the marriage with that intention.
So you see,
but
the same way he's thinking.
Why would you put your energy?
No, you see, the same way he's thinking is the same way she is thinking, that if get divorced, she will pack all her things and leave empty house for
you. And leave the empty house for you. Then what? At that moment, your rent is nothing. You get I don't know. Maybe they should sit down and have a restructuring of the culture in totality. Let's keep on doing these things. It helps. And this one, maybe we should just scrap it. But I don't think stop.
Okay, for me, what I am projecting is naturally because of the way the economy is going, the way Nigeria is being run now, it will phase out by itself.
Hello, it
will. I'll not come and kill myself.
I don't think it will.
I'll be supplying everything for you.
You know how much is a tuba of yam now? At least, when you get a good tuba of yam, you spend like 2,000 or thereabouts. And then we normally give like 100 tubas of yam, 100. The male will give the female.
To do what?
You're coming to
marry.
Where are
you?
Is that Igala or Ibra culture?
Ibra.
Okay.
Ibra. Yeah. Where will she carry the 100
so,
tubas?
Like, hello, I ate pounded yam this morning.
See the way she bent her neck.
So
I
gave that too to my... Like, then you have to carry it on your head as you're taking it there and all those things. Like, the culture per se, it's not just you alone with your people. Mostly one-one so that you not stress yourself like that. It's fun anyway.
Yeah.
And they do it at night. Now, they do it there and all those things. So yesterday, they brought like 100 parts of yam, 25 liters of red oil, 25 of G-nuts. Like that. There are so many things you just bring. Still culture anyway. So
it's still culture,
All these things, there are cultures that will actually harm your pockets too much. You break the bank. While some you do, because even from this yam anyway, the husband people too still partake from it. They pound, they eat. I just feel anything that corn brings about togetherness.
Thank you very much.
But this one,
somebody will argue with me that the husband brings kayan leafy.
That's what we're saying.
The husband brings kayan leafy, but I think it's not equivalent to what she's taking to the house. house.
It's never equivalent.
There's cheating in that way.
In totality of it, I think all these things we're talking about, the kind fee, the things the lady will bring, everybody gets to use it. The both of them get to enjoy it at the end of the day in the house. That is where I see it as
disputing that, Abdul. Like, you don't want to accept our point. Of course.
I am more like, I want to ask, I want to see it from the girls.
But what we are saying is it's hurting the bride's family, especially the dad, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm married already. I'm not thinking of marrying. Now, you know what will happen. Mm-hmm. You, that if you bring husband you want to marry, and you bring wife, that this is your wife, two of you should settle yourself. I know how you want
settle
to
yourself.
Stay
I know how
your
you want
house.
But you know, it will never happen.
That's
now.
Where they tell it
will never happen. Like,
yeah.
Number one, one of the reasons why the family of the bride do that is so that they will not come and see their daughter finish.
Yeah,
like you are just coming from here, they pick you up from the God.
So the pride thing is like there. Pride and respect for, yeah.
So imagine even even after everything, you provide this and that. So one stupid, useless person, if you see the way he'll be treating the daughter, you'll be like, this one, is it like he picked her from the gutter and be waiting? Do you understand? And the parent will try to avoid that. No parent would want to give up the hand of their child in marriage and expect it to crumble. Do you understand? So they try their best. And you know, the bride, the groom, everybody is happy. So they're trying to make that day memorable for her.
Okay,
needs.
I agree with all these ones. I agree with the bed, the chairs, whatever, furnishing the house. My own major concern now is why are people buying food for them?
So that the girl will be strong now.
That one.
In the court.
Strong, bro. What did he do?
Just in the course.
What
of,
did he do?
Let me down. No, but seriously, like.
Because he rent out.
There's this one I know. He ended up selling like some of the things they gave to them because it was too much. Let it not spoil.
Yeah.
They are just bought bags of rice, two bags of rice for this Tuo Shinkapa and all those things. Actually, we bought one bag of Tuo Shinkapa from him because it was too much.
Too much.
Just
too,
yeah. It will expire.
To me, even though, you know, anything you think about, either the good aspect of it, and there's always this bad aspect, or maybe probably not bad, but probably a bit of misty in it. I see, trying to know that your daughter is okay.
Comfortable,
Comfortable. It's not a bad idea. But I just think there should be understanding.
That's just
because there's this in the mosques around my area here, the preaching about it was like some people even go as far as canceling or postponing a wedding because they don't have these things. It's not supposed to be like that. Yes.
You see, made it mandatory.
So, yes, or some people complain that okay. I want a car and a car would be
better than Goshi.
That are Islamically inclined, like things I was supposed to be doing Islamically, they don't pay attention to that much. They deviate and then give much attention to that
to
aspect
the
culture. I just lay more emphasis on the nikah itself, wedding nikah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, when you want to get married, these are the things. Outside those things, any other thing is a plus. Fine. We don't have it, let's move on. If we have it like that, I think it's better.
It's better.
Yeah.
It will help everybody. It will help the society.
You will have to spend it. You're buying things. You don't have to.
No, wait. Abdul, like I said, remember what I said when you started your talk? I said I love the fact that you said it's help, right? I'm an advocate for help. But the way we see it in Northern Nigeria is mandatory. Like, is it? Rachida said, "Battle the Goshi." Do you understand? Yazo Azama come on competition. This one brought more things. If you see the thing she brought, the hard. Do you understand? But then you don't even know if your parents had to sell things to provide. Why do they
not
need
selling
to
things?
Sell things?
They owe a lot for that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they do owe a lot.
Do you understand?
And even the parents, they put themselves in problem too, because they don't want.
Yes.
Everybody looks at the mother saying, "Oh, what kitchen equipment did she buy? Did she buy
meanwhile,
the latest
this woman
kitchen
is not
equipment?
What, you know, business should not see. Is the little dash dash that she has saved. She'll spend everything.
It's a sad cultural.
No, it's not fair. Yeah, it is.
But I don't want us to like label it sad in totality. Maybe some aspect of it, some aspect, chop it off and then leave some. That food aspect, you know, I like food very well.
They should
bring food.
No wonder I insisted on that.
You're just saying the one. A typical
they should
Nigerian.
Be bringing food.
You say the one that he likes.
Food,
the one that will bring on you.
Yes.
Everybody should say the one that they
just
like.
Food. They should just bring food. You are okay.
Any other thing.
But the man should provide the bed. I don't don't really like
that. Yes, now doesn't make sense.
You
know, how you even go like how you even lie down
you know.
Like that your father
they will lie down for you. Rashida.
You lie down.
They will lie down well.
And balance. I will choose side and tell you this is the side that me I will stay and this is the side that you will stay. We solve dilemmas on this podcast. There's no episode without solving dilemma. But this one, you guys, let me hear your opinion about this one. So this guy got a visa to travel abroad. And so he happily traveled home to inform his father, who suggested that they visit a native doctor for fortification to ensure that he succeeds abroad. The native doctor advised that he should be buried alive for 1 hour, 30 minutes, to undergo a spiritual process for his fortification, after which he would be exhumed. However, when the time came, he was already dead. That was it. They buried him alive.
No, he was killed. That's the only thing we'll say.
Yeah, he was killed.
His father that killed him.
Come to think of
I
it,
think,
too.
His father killed him now.
Yeah.
I think they've arrested the dad and the native doctor.
They should arrest them.
They have been arrested.
They should be arrested.
I know read them like that. They don't arrest the idiot.
Yeah, they should be arrested. They deserve to be arrested and they should stay there for the rest of their life. What is fortified?
Okay,
what is fortified?
It possible that you want to japa?
Thank you.
Did they bury you before getting the opportunity?
That's my point, my question. You know, I wanted asking that. Like, before getting the opportunity, was there any jazz or anything, any fortification that actually lead to that? No, if you know God did that for you, then why can't you just follow suit and continue? You know, well, this is the thing is like this. You know, people believe in what works for them. Yeah. And sometimes, if you don't know how long to push your luck, you end up dying, like in the case of this guy. I can't imagine myself coming back home to tell my dad that, okay, I've gotten this. Anyway, my dad is no more, but then he will tell me that let's go for one fortification. That won't happen, you understand?
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So I think it's sometimes their environment, the way they were being brought up and not believing, just like accepting God in reality that. So they believe God did and they will use juju support them. So now
it's
two-factor authentication. It's not funny. With everything that is happening to Nigeria, a lot of people are going down that hole. I'm sure you must have seen friends of young boys going to the shrine because they want to make money. Do you understand? 10,
money.
15 year old, you know, so it's millions and millions. Do you understand? Imagine this kind of boy now when he gets this opportunity. They are the ones that will still go back to Baba to do fortification and whatnot. It's really sad. And after doing that, they will go to their various mosques or churches and be giving testimonies when they know what they did. Do you understand? You know, Allah is very patient with us. So you'll be doing this.
I'm telling you.
You don't know, maybe it's the, what am I saying maybe? It's the prayer that you've been praying, your 5 days daily prayer.
Or the prayer that one of your great grandparents have prayed for you.
Yes, or your mother or your father, and you think is one idiot that made the prayer for you. See this one now. You have killed the child. Maybe if you had gone to that abroad, you would have helped his life. Poverty mentality.
You not just you wouldn't
now,
have just
you believe people that do like travel without telling anybody. If he had just traveled and when he got there, he tell his father, you know, that he has gone.
That's true.
You see, sometimes it's you don't believe. And for the fact that maybe he wants to respect his dad, and you know, your parents, you no matter what, you look at them as like they know what they are doing, they have your best interest at heart. At that point in time, when the father suggested it, I'm sure even if deep down he felt this was not right, just to like respect the father, he will do it. And now look at it. There was no point.
Those that are alive today to see this should know that it's not like black magic don't exist. It does. Mm. But I think everything has its limit. The only time you see limitless things is when it's with God. Mm. So if you always put your faith, things going to be fine with you. But then I'm not in any way saying people should stop it because people believe in it and it works for them. But if it's going to, you know, affect your life, like in the case of this guy now, being buried before they exhume you and all those things, I think the best thing for you is just to say no and then walk out of there if you have the means to.
But people, I think it's easier said than done.
It's easy to walk out of.
It's not, I don't think it's easy.
The thing is, it's either you don't go in the first place, but
the best thing is not to go. You will not, you have to.
You can't walk out because the baba or whatever they call you, by the time he drops one thing and it will coincide with what you've been going through, you'll be like,
you say this is my baba has seen it.
So he has seen it. So there's no, the moment you are in there,
there's no going back. Using the things you tell them to tell you.
I think it's a mind thing. It's like psychology. Yes. They just use your mind.
Yes, and then before you know it, already you won't start doing what they say. Like I always say something. I said, if I'm an auto mechanic, you can't come to my workshop with a brand new car, and I've not eaten anything for like 2 days, and then I'll say, just go, or got nothing to do your car. It's not possible. I will see something, so that at least something will come out from your place, so that I can be able to eat. It's the same thing with the that same juju person. The juju man too, sit down like that. Now he doesn't sit on a big chop. Person don't want to
my brother, you guys eat. You guys eat.
I beg God, please. God, please. God, I beg.
The more you go to their place, the more you put them.
This one says, my ex will break up with me, that I told her that she's not going to find someone like me. Her current boyfriend has sponsored her to the UK.
Yeah, that line is always very, very, don't use that.
No, Abdul.
Don't use that.
You know. The thing is, whenever a girl leaves you, when you separate,
you will never find. You see, if you do anyhow, you will never find.
You always see it. You wish she does worse. You see, had it been she was with me now, she'll be chopping life. She will never see a man like me. And with
you because see, UK, or the boyfriend has sponsored to UK.
They think real life is a Nollywood movie.
Where Gatesman will be Bologna.
You know, making those kind of lines, it's always nice when it comes back at the end of the day and then you see that maybe you met her in one mall and then she could not pay her bills and then you pay up and you'd be like, oh, suffering. But you guys met in a mall and then you're pricing what the price tag is already there. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm short of cash. She's there packing everything. You just want the ground to open so that you go in there. Well, I think generally, why we face these things is that when you're in a relationship, the moment you see it as like you guys, the both of you,
competition.
Like competition, that is when
competition, when
anything happens, like you start having issues.
Yeah.
Me, I always say something. Those that are very close to me, then they know very well. I say something. If really what I want from you is that I care for you. If I see somebody who is better than me, that means well for you, I allow you, like I will advise you to go with that person. I've done that several. So I think if we are not in competition, you wouldn't say that to anyone first. You don't know the moment. You don't know even the next minute.
Yeah.
God can just change. If you guys are still good friends, you were thinking that you'll be the one that will solve her problem. Probably she might just be the one that will end up solving yours. Maybe she had one or two connect and then, this is my boyfriend that time. You know, advised me wrongly. Okay. Meet this person and
That's it.
But it's a very wrong line to use. Oh. When you use it and it backfires, oh my God.
You know, this one has backfired.
He said, oh my God.
I don't know. He backfired with
I don't know that guy, but right now. That guy is here now.
Did he backfire in an international way?
Wallahi. Ah, that girl. Yankee, then the so I don't know. Maybe the guy I don't learn now, Sha.
Yeah.
You don't learn. You know, go
try. We hope he learns.
You guys, this was so much fun. We have come to the end of the episode. Thank you so much, Abdul, for gracing the Chill Sisters podcast. Yeah, honored to have you. Please do come back again.
No, Abdul needs to come back. When we need clarification about main issue, we will invite you. Be ready. Today we give you small. That day. Debated.
Don't worry, that day I'll be wearing my suit and tie so that you know I'm very serious.
Yes, you are here for business.
Yeah. Guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, leave us an honest review.
Don't forget to follow us on our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can send us an email, thechillsisterpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much for coming back every week. Thank you.